ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नारं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां तत्त्वचायाम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया। भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवादिनैष्टिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 10, text number 5. Nadyaha Samuja Girayaha Savanaspati Virudaha Phalanti Oshadaya Savai, Sava, Kamam Anuritu Tasya Vai Nadya Samuja Giraya Savanaspati Viruda Phalantyoshadaya Sava Kamam Amritu Tasyavai Nadya Samuja Giraya Savanaspati Viruda Phalantyoshadaya Sava Kama Aritu Tasyavai Nadya Samuja Giraya Savanaspati Viruda Phalantyoshadaya Sava Kama Amritu Tasyavai. Nadya Samucha Diraya Samarasmiti Virada Anjanashanjara Amam Vittu Tashavai. Madhajis Nadya Samucha Diraya Savanaspati Virada Alancho Shadi Amar Sita Tashavai Amar Sita Tashavai Amar Sita Tashavai Amar Sita Tashavai. Namastitu Nashava. Nadya Samucha Kiyaya. Kama Amrita Pasyava.
Nadya, rivers. Samuja, oceans. Girayaha, hills and mountains. Savanaspati, vegetables. Virudaha, creepers. Faranti, active. Oshadayaha, drugs. Savaha, all. Kamam, necessities. Anurita, Amritu, seasonal. Yeah. Tasya, for the king. Why? Certainly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs in every season paid the tax quota to the king in profusion. Purport. Since Maharaj Yudhisthira was under the protection of the Ajita, the infallible Lord, as above mentioned, the properties of the Lord, namely the rivers, oceans, hills, forests, etc., were all pleased, and they used to supply their respective quota of taxes to the king. The secret to success is to take refuge under the protection of the Supreme Lord. Without his sanction, nothing can be possible. To make economic development by our own endeavors on the strength of tools and machinery is not all. The sanction of the Supreme Lord must be there. Otherwise, despite all instrumental arrangements, everything will be unsuccessful. The ultimate cause of success is the Daiva, the Supreme. Kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira knew perfectly well that the king is the agent of the Supreme Lord to look after the welfare of the mass of people. Actually, the state belongs to the Supreme Lord. The rivers, oceans, forests, hills, drugs, etc., are not creation of man. They are all creations of the Supreme Lord, and the living being is allowed to make use of the property of the Lord for the service of the Lord. Today's slogan is that everything is for the people, and therefore the government is for the people and by the people. But to produce a new species of humanity at the present moment on the basis of God consciousness and perfection of human life, the ideology of godly communism, the world has to again follow in the footsteps of kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira or Parikshit. There is enough of everything by the will of the Lord, and we can make proper use of things to live comfortably without enmity between man and man, or man and animal, or man and nature. The control of the Lord is everywhere, and if the Lord is pleased, every part of nature will be pleased. The river will flow profusely to fertilize the land. The ocean will supply sufficient quantity of minerals, pearls, and jewels. The forest will supply sufficient wood, drugs, and vegetables. And the seasonal changes will effectively help produce fruits and flowers in profuse quantity. The artificial way of living, depending on factories and tools, can render so-called happiness only to a limited number at the cost of millions. Since the energy of the mass of people is engaged in factory production, the natural products are being hampered. And for this, the mass is unhappy. Without being educated properly, the mass of people are following in the footsteps of the vested interests by exploiting natural reserves. And therefore, the acute competition between individual and individual and nation and nation. There is no control by the trained agent of the Lord. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison here, and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhisthira to cleanse man and wipe out anachronism. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Srakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Srimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Dinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nimishesha Shunyavati Paschade Shatani. Nadya Samuja Giraya Savan Naspati Viruda Farantyosh Shadaya Sava Kamam Amritu Tashavai. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs in every season paid the tax quota to the king in profusion. So there are many interesting points in Srila Prabhupada's purport. First of all, Srila Prabhupada, he was mentioning that since Maharaj Yudhisthira was under the protection of the Ajita, the infallible Lord, the properties of the Lord, namely the rivers, oceans, hills, forests, etc., were all pleased. So similarly, in the Krishna book, there's a very nice description of these two. Just at the, just before the birth of Lord Krishna. Let's take a look here, huh? It is said here. At that time, in all directions, east, west, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. There were auspicious stars visible in the sky and on the surface of the earth, in all towns and villages and pasturing grounds and within the minds of everyone. There were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing full of waters, and lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance along with the consorts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At the home, the Brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very present for offerings. Due to disturbances created by the demoniac kings, the sacrificial fire had been almost stopped in the house of Brahmanas. But now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully. Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the Brahmanas had been very much distressed in mind, intelligence, and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy because they could hear transcendental vibration in the sky proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The denizens of the Gandhavas and Kinara's planet began to sing, and the denizens of Sitaloka and the planets of Jananas began to offer prayers in the service of the Personality of Godhead. In the heavenly planets, the angels and their wives, along with the Vidyaharas and their wives, began to dance. The great sage and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers, and the seashore, and the seashore there was the sound of at the seashore there was sound of mild waves, and above the sea there were clouds in the sky which began to thunder very pleasingly. So when there is Krishna consciousness, see, everything becomes very auspicious. Actually, in the previous, it reminds me of yesterday's verse given by Shyamakum Prabhu. It's interesting, you know, to take a look of again yesterday's verse. It is said in yesterday's verse that during the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of men in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. Some devotees were telling me that if there's a good king, even the rain will only rain during the night, not in the day. Yeah, because during the day, people have to work. So if it's raining in the day, then that's not very good. Yeah, so everything is so nice arranged if there's a good king. Yeah. It reminds me the lecture given by Tatvi Prabhu the other day. It is said that the king should not only collect the tax as a tax collector. Actually, it is said here, the king's duty is to give protection to the citizens and to guide the citizens so that they can advance spiritually. Yeah, let's take a look at what Srila Prabhupada is actually saying. King like Yudhisthira Maharaj knew perfectly well that the king is the agent of the Supreme Lord to look after the welfare of the mass of people. So that means it is the king's duty to make sure that the mass of people is advanced spiritually. So even in the ancient time in China, you know, a good king is called Xianjun. Xianjun means ascetic king. He should be like a great sage. Yeah. And his duty is to 爱民如子. 爱民如子 means he has to love his subject just like his son. Yeah, really looking after the good welfare of the citizens. So if the king can do like that, then there will be peace and prosperity in the country. So it's a really big contrast to nowadays. Nowadays, because of the irresponsibility of the king, now there are so many problems in the world. Yeah. So much fighting around the world. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. I was, distributing a book at the Santa Monica Pier recently. And often, of course, people in general, they are very nice. But sometimes there are some bad people also. Yeah, because it looks like, and I realize there must be some reason for them to act like that, Yeah. Some people, they would even say, shout at me, Hare Krishna, go to hell. They would shout at me like that, I was very shocked. Yeah. And then and some people, they would shout at me, leave me alone. Yeah. And then I realized, because of the modern material civilization, people, they are so much, disturbed, so much stress and anxiety. That's why some people, they are acting like that, And also I realized that Krishna is really want us to, teach people this transcendental knowledge. Why there is such a problems in the world? Because it is lack of this transcendental knowledge. And recently I really has been attested by the Lord about the determination and sincerity in the service. Yeah. Actually, a couple of week ago, it was last Sunday. Yeah. I was distributing book at the pier, and for the first 4.5 hours, it was really very slow. Yeah, it was really very slow. Yeah, I did only like 8 or 9 Bhagavad Gita or 15 or 16 soft signs of self-realization. I got probably like $80 or $90 donation the first 4.5 hours. It was very, very slow. Usually, if I stay there for 4.5 hours, I would easily collect like $150 or $200 like that. But two weeks ago, when the Harinam came, yeah. So that Sunday was really very slow. So at one point, I was thinking, maybe I should just pack up everything and just go back to the temple. I was thinking like that, But somehow or other, there is a strong voice in my mind telling me, why don't you just stay for a little longer? Yeah. And then I was convinced to stay a little bit more longer. And to my surprise, since I decided to stay a little bit longer, so many people came up to the table. They take the books and gave me good donation also. Yeah. So by the end of the day, I got more than almost like $250 donation. And the books on the table, they are almost gone. And then I realized the Lord really wants to see our determination and patience in the preaching of this Krishna consciousness. You know? I realized that, you know. Yeah. The Lord is really reciprocate, you know, with our sincere endeavor. Yeah. So there are so many good people, although sometimes, you know, you meet bad people too. You know, at one point I was, you know, talking with Devrat Prabhu. You know, actually, in the book distribution, anything could happen. Maybe one day, one guy would come up and pull up a gun and shoot me. Anything could happen. So, we have to be prepared, you know. We have to be prepared. Yeah. I have there are so many good points here, but at the last, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that there is no control by the trained agent of the Lord. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison here, and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhisthira to kinsmen and wipe out anachronism. So actually, when I was reading this verse this morning, I'm really wondering the meaning of this this sentence. And up to now, I still cannot understand that. Can anyone here help? What is why we have to wipe out the anachronism? Can anyone give any explanation? Okay. So, why not take up this Krishna consciousness, right? That's the... Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. So, are there any other questions and comments? Okay, so we will just stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Hari Bo, Hari Bo.